Earlier this month, Microsoft announced it will recruit people with autism for full-time positions at its Redmond campus. It's a pilot program, part of their commitment to diversity, the company says. But on top of that, people with autism often have unique skills. There's even a term for that. It's called the autism advantage. Dr. Annette Estes is the director of the Autism Center at the University of Washington, and she told KUOW's Marcy Selman first, it's important to understand that people with autism are just as varied as the rest of us.
You know, something that people say is you've met one person with autism and you've met one person with autism. But that said, there are certain characteristics that some people have associated with autism, like particularly good memory or good visual spatial skills. And things like following a routine and being consistent is something that is a strength of a lot of people with autism.
So I know, Dr. Estes, that you study autism. That's part of your work. Have you employed people with autism or worked with them? And if so, what have they done for you?
We have. My research and most of the clinical work we do is with young children with autism and early intervention. But young people grow up and they grow up quickly. And we do often have a person with autism working at the University of Washington Autism Center.
I'm wondering if you have any specific examples of how somebody who has autism might approach a problem differently than somebody who doesn't.
Well, one of the things that people with autism often do is work on problems in a way that isn't social and isn't as verbal. So perhaps, you know, you'd be in a meeting and not really realize that a person with autism was listening and thinking about a problem. And they might come back with a solution later on that you didn't even know they were working on. You know, there can be a bit of a surprise because the social cues that they're giving aren't what you expect.
Given that the manifestations of autism are numerous and wide, are there generalizations? Like if you looked at Microsoft, that you'd say, gosh, programming is a wide open field for you.
Well, one of the things that has really helped us learn about autism is talking to adults with autism about how they think and how they perceive things and how they solve problems. And some of the answers we get are really surprising. So there are people who will tell us that they don't think in terms of language and sequential kind of reasoning, but rather maybe approach something in a really different way. So somebody just recently told me that when he's remembering a person, he remembers them with a musical tune rather than their name or rather than, you know, how they look. Other people talk about remembering things in colors. So some of these kind of approaches probably are faster in some ways. So instead of solving, like, say, a programming problem sequentially, people might have a whole different way of getting at that solution.
I'm with the director of the University of Washington's Autism Center, Dr. Annette Estes. You know, some people look at Microsoft, this behemoth of a corporation, and cynics might say, well, what are they getting out of this? So what are they getting out of this?
Well, I think that Microsoft stands to gain some really talented people, potentially. And I think there's another thing is that the work environment is really enhanced by diversity of all kinds. And people with autism look at the world differently, and that can be really delightful, and it can really make the workplace a more fun place for everybody.
You've told us that people on the autism spectrum are as different as individuals can be different. So are there generalizations or certain kinds of training that a workplace might need to integrate people with autism into the general force?
One really common characteristic of people with autism is the need for consistency and predictability. The workplace can be very changeable, sometimes volatile. So finding a way to decrease changes and increase predictability can really help people succeed. And another thing that is unusual, and sometimes I think people with autism have this trait more than others, is the need for things to be written down and visual. So processing verbal information can be difficult. We say something and it's gone. And when you write something down, it's you can refer back to it. And I think that that is the kind of thing that can help people with autism succeed.
Has Microsoft reached out to you at all for any kind of advice?
Not on this program, not on their Adults with Autism program.
What kinds of ground level advice might you give them?
I would say to them that they should think about what they need in an employee and that they should be really clear about that so that the match between the person with autism that they hire and the job that they want done is a really good one. And I would suggest that they consider getting some extra support and information from people like job coaches that know about autism.
Part of what you do is to help educate the public about autism, both at the child level and the adult level. So how does a program like Microsoft is launching help you with that work?
Well, Microsoft has a big reach. When Microsoft talks about autism, people hear more about autism and start thinking about the fact that, yeah, people with autism grow up and they end up having skills that might be able to benefit everybody.
Dr. Annette Estes, director of the University of Washington's Autism Center, speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.